It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
It is the great debate.
About debates.
It's a SmackDown edition of It's Just Politics.
We saw the showdown between President Obama and former Governor Mitt Romney that debates can be game changers. Everyone's talking about how Romney pulled off a reversal.
And then there's the Michigan debates.
Yeah, no one's really talking about those.
Because they're kind of not happening. Well, not yet, at least.
We have a statewide race that pits incumbent Senator Debbie Stabenow, a Democrat, against Republican Pete Hoekstra. They've both agreed to debates, too. They just haven't agreed to the same debates.
Right. This way, everyone has deniability. It's her fault.
If the presidential candidates can debate three times, wouldn't it be nice if this senator would agree to at least that many?
It's his fault.
Over a month ago, I accepted the traditional two debates, and we're still looking for my opponent to talk to us about dates.
Now, Pete Hoekstra has the most to gain by debating. It's why he's pushing for more than just the two that the two candidates have already agreed on, at least in concept.
And one of those two isn't really a debate. The Detroit Economic Club is really more of a joint appearance. But you're right. As the incumbent with what appears to be a very comfortable lead, Debbie Stabenow has the most to lose and pretty much nothing to gain. Certainly we saw Wednesday an example of the perils of a debate to a front runner.
So it sort of begs the question, why hasn't Hoekstra at least agreed to dates for the two appearances that they've both accepted? Holding out certainly hasn't been a game changer for his campaign. It just seems like this race has not caught fire.
True. Pretty much every prognostication puts the seat safely in the Democratic column. So how does Hoekstra pull a Mitt Romney, something that changes the conversation, pulls him out of this rut?
Well, what better time to take a few days and head to the Middle East? Israel, specifically, Tel Aviv.
It took Hoekstra away from Michigan for four crucial days, and it was a bit of a campaign stunt. But it's an effort to turn the conversation to a topic where Hoekstra is taken seriously, and that is foreign affairs. Hoekstra chaired the House Intelligence Committee when he was in Congress. He had a security clearance. He knows a lot. So he went to Israel, met with people to be briefed on events unfolding in the Middle East.
And he met with?
He won't say. Right, Indiana Jones?
We have top men working on it right now.
Who? Top men.
Hoekstra says this was not a State Department-approved trip, and so to get people who know what's going on, academics, people in the Netanyahu administration, to talk to him, he had to promise anonymity.
And it seems like this trip, you know, trying to highlight his experience in foreign affairs could be used, I don't know, in a debate.
Right. You know, one of the three presidential debates is on foreign affairs. Why not a U.S. Senate debate on that?
How is it then that, you know, the presidential candidates have three debates and it's looking like here in Michigan we will get none?
Well, Zoe, at the national level, there's the Presidential Debate Commission. It's a not-for-profit corporation run jointly by the Democratic and Republican parties. Indiana has an independent debate commission that sets up statewide televised debates. Michigan could do something like that, create must-show debates for candidates. But it's never happened largely because TV stations would rather compete with each other to try and win their own exclusive debate than cooperate in a joint venture. One candidate can stonewall the whole thing. That's why last year we had just one gubernatorial debate. Some years, Michigan has no debates at all.
And that's just totally unfair because then, you know, we miss out on all that buildup, the lowballing expectations.
Right. After spending months and months saying that this other character isn't fit to shine your shoes, cut your lawn, your opponent has suddenly developed one fantastic skill at which he or she just excels.
And Rick, I'm really looking forward to next week's It's Just Politics showdown, but I just feel so unprepared compared to you.
Oh no, Zoe, no one is better at this than you. No one. I just hope I can keep up.
No, Rick, you've been preparing for this your whole life. I am not worthy.
I am not worthy. I am nothing.
No, it's me. I'm not ready.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network and not someone to be trifled with.
Zoe Clark is the incredibly skilled resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.